daddy. Figlia mia putterara, mamma mia pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ola, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia bande se a baccalare, figlia mia.
Oh mamma, tararà, tararà, tararà. Oh mamma, zooma, zooma, baccala. Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Thank you for tuning in to Progressive Radio Network. I'm very honored to be on it and have this show, and to be associated with Gary Null and all the other great guests, or the other great hosts, I should say, that provides so much information that you only get now on alternative media, because the mainstream media, well, you know what I call them, prostitutes. That's right. It's all they are. They get paid to, you know, by their corporate johns and their government masters to put out what they're told. And I've been on everybody. I mean, I've been on from Oprah, Today Show, Good Morning America, Brian Williams, you name them, O'Reilly, many times on many different shows. And at one time, they used to bring in people like myself from the outside to give different views, trend perspectives of what's going on. No longer. Most of the people that you hear now, they're paid to, they're on staff of the different networks. So when you hear a terrorist expert, they're on staff. An economics expert, they're on staff. So you're not getting any information that's not provided with an agenda. And of course, it's a corporate agenda. As you well know, as listeners to Gary Null and Progressive Radio Network, six companies control over 90% of all the media. So I'm very pleased to be on Progressive Radio Network and all that it does. And, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend, so I thought, you know, why not talk a little bit about the trends going on now about Memorial Day. And, you know, in the memory of, you know, all the wars that have fought and the people that have died for them. And Obama, our backtrack Barack, our grand liar in chief, is over there in Vietnam. And he gave a speech yesterday that, for myself, I found quite disturbing, but typical. You know, Obama's playing the game now. He's going around the world playing Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Peace and Love, leaving a legacy that will cover up his lies and deception. Remember his candidate Obama, all that he promised, the peace candidate, the Peace Prize winner. We should name the Pulitzer Prize a piece of crap prize, because that's all it is, and that's who they give it to a lot, whether it's Kissinger or Obama. So now he's over there, you know, he's cleaning up his record, and he's over there talking with the folks. And again, I'm tired of him calling us people folks, so look down on us. Here's what he said in part in his speech. Cold War rivalries and fear of communists pulled us into conflict. Cold War rivalries and fears of communism pulled us into conflict? No. Madmen and liars like you, freaks like you and McNamara and all the rest, you know, and Johnsons and the Clintons and the Bushes and the Nixons, the psychopaths and madmen that sold the propaganda to the media prostitutes on lies that got us into Vietnam. Barack. What a bunch of baloney. And he gets away with it. No one calls him out because, after all, prostitutes don't call out their johns. They get paid to put out. And that's what they did. They put out the lie of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened. And I was of that age. I was prime draft meat back in 1965 when I graduated high school. And I was not one of these people that protested the war. You know, I was too stupid. You know, I was interested in what, girls and sports, basically. I had no idea. And I bought a lot of the BS, you know. And they lied. Again, they lied us into the Vietnam War. In my book, Trends 2000, I wrote this in 1996, Warner Books. I'm going to read something to you. In his 1995 book, In Retrospect, Tragedy and Lessons of Vietnam, former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara finally revealed what an entire generation had known for 30 years, and that is our democratic government foisted the Vietnam War upon the public, knowing full well that Vietnam posed no threat to our national security, that the war, quote, was wrong, terribly wrong, and couldn't be won anyhow. Now, if any of you are old enough to remember Robert McNamara, what an arrogant guy. A real attitude. Talked down to everybody. So here's an excerpt from his book. Robert McNamara now states, quote, we were wrong, terribly wrong. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Here is a letter to an editor. Letter to the editor in USA Today. And this is 4/11/95. And now remember, go back to 1995. USA Today, those are the days when people used to read newspapers. That was the most read newspaper in the United States. Robert McNamara now states that, quote, we were terribly wrong. He should be tried as a war criminal. His dogmatic policies resulted in the most terrible tragedy this country has suffered since the Civil War. We call for a tribunal for Bosnia. Why not for McNamara? Did the Israelis forgive the Holocaust because the perpetrators have aged? Neither should we. McNamara ranks with Hitler and Stalin as a perpetrator of crimes against humanity. Curtis D. Westfall, retired Air Force Colonel, Austin, Texas. Letter to the editor, USA Today, 4/11/95. We go on to write, Washington deliberately sacrificed the lives of 58,000 American soldiers, ruined the lives of millions more, killed 3.3 million Vietnamese, and ravaged the country whose destiny, for better or worse, was none of our business. In the process, it exalted the CIA and FBI to inviolable KGB status, producing a situation in which dissent by private citizens meant ruin or jail. So there you have it. We wrote that again 20 years ago. I'll continue now with what Obama said. Like other conflicts throughout human history, we learned once more the bitter truth that war, no matter what our intentions may be, brings suffering and tragedy. Yeah? Then tell me why, Barack. You launched the one in Libya. Tell me why, Barack. B.S. Barack. You had that troop surge over there in Afghanistan. You remember? 33,000 more troops to slaughter more people and to sacrifice the lives of our soldiers? For what? For more failure? This fellow Westfall wrote about the Vietnam War being the longest war in American history. Let's stay in Afghanistan, we'll double it to the longest war in American history. How about Iraq? That's even longer than Vietnam. More boots on the ground, huh? B.S. Barack? Nobody calls this guy out in the media. Oh, I forgot. They're prostitutes. Prostitutes get paid to put out what they're told and do what they're paid to do. So, Obama goes on to say, at your war memorial not far from here, and with family altars across this country, you remember some 3 million Vietnamese soldiers and civilians on both sides who lost their lives. At our memorial in Washington, we can touch the names of 58,315 Americans who gave their lives in the conflict. Not a conflict. Conflict is a BS word, just like you, BS Obama. It was a murderous war. It was genocide against innocent people minding their own business. Conflict. In both our countries, our veterans and families of the fallen still ache for the friends and loved ones that they lost. Not only do they ache, do you know how many people's lives that were ruined that came back here? The hundreds of thousands of veterans, disabled and wounded, mentally and physically, because of a war started on lies by liars like you. Just as we learned in America that even if we disagree about war, even if we disagree about war, isn't that a nice way to put it? Even if we disagree on war. No, I want to occupy peace. I don't agree with war unless I'm going to be attacked. I am not a pacifist. I am a close combat practitioner. I will attack the attacker. It is not a question about disagreeing on war. I do not attack and kill innocent people who are no threat to me and have done nothing to me. And I don't say that, quote, I'm really good at killing people, like you are alleged to have said, written in a book about you, which you do not deny, as you launch drone strikes, as you did last week, to kill people, quote, that are suspected militants. We must always honor those who serve and welcome them home with the respect they deserve. We can join together today, Vietnamese and Americans, and acknowledge the pain and the sacrifice on both sides. So that was it. That's all he said about the war. There was no apology. There was no regret, no grief. I met a young Vietnamese man recently, friend of a friend. And I'd mentioned to him that I went to Vietnam in 1995, among the first Americans that went there after it became, they allowed us to go there. The place was still destroyed. I remember hearing about Highway 1. They were bombing Highway 1. Yeah, just like the same garbage that these military madmen keep throwing out now. Highway 1 was like, you know, Route 9. But on both sides of the road, about 3 feet on either side, were drying grain. And they were still using old military trucks. And they were going about 15 miles an hour. And there were hardly any cars on the road. This is 1995. We went from Mekong Delta up to Hue. And from Hue to Hanoi, we had to fly because the road was still bombed out. And the war ended in 1975, 20 years earlier. They still had the money to repair it. And when you drove by and on the roads, again, grains were drying on both sides of the roads. And all the people working in the field, you know, there was no farm machinery. We're just people. So, no apology for destroying a country. And this young fellow that I met, he said he can't even, doesn't even want to hear his relatives speak about the war. It breaks his heart so much. He doesn't even want to learn about it. A young Vietnamese man. And it was interesting. I went with to Vietnam with one of our associates at the Trends Research Institute, Gary Abitelli. And here we are, two Americans in a country destroyed by Americans. And there was no, very little animosity. We only experienced it once. And I said to one of the fellows, you know, he had a driver the whole trip. You know, how come, you know, we're treated so nicely? He said, look, before you were the French. Before the French were the Chinese. He said, we know it's not the people. It's the politicians. He had some great artwork, too, there. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. The food, woof. I'll tell you, that French influence in the Vietnamese food is like nothing else. Anyway. So there's no apology at all from Obama. And then he goes on. Even as we continue to assist Vietnamese with disabilities, including children, we are also continuing to help remove Agent Orange so that Vietnam can reclaim more of your land. We're proud of our work in Da Nang. That was the big air base over there. And we look forward to supporting your efforts in Ben Hau. Ah, yes. Agent Orange. Some 20 million gallons of toxic chemicals dumped across the land of Vietnam by the same military madmen, these same jerks with a bad attitude and a lot of arrogance that have these great plans. I got it. We will poison everyone and we will defoliate everything with these chemicals so they can't hide and we can bomb them. And then they salute. I've had it with this stuff. Major this, general that, general jerk, murderers, madmen. Who could come up with such a sick system? Oh, hey, Hitler. Yeah, right out of the Third Reich book. Let's defoliate the entire countryside so they have nowhere to hide, and we could bomb them, and the people bought it. So when people say today, well, you know, it's the garbage people are eating. Well, you know, they're on their cell phones all the time. Oh, they're disconnected. They've been disconnected for centuries. People have been letting madmen lead them to death and ruin for as far back as you can go. And then in between that, we have periods of renaissance, of enlightened civilizations. And that's what we're trying to do with the Trends Journal, the Trends Research Institute. The work that we do, the work that you hear on Progressive Radio Network, the work of Gary Null to bring dignity and respect, beauty and grace and elegance back to life while madmen destroy it and think that more destruction is going to bring a better life. How many more failures do they have to add up before they can total it to total failure? So it's up to us to change it, because you can see where it's going. 10%. 10%. Obama talked about so that Vietnam can reclaim more of your land. 10% of their land is wasteland. And they left behind a health crisis that still infects and inflicts so many people of the past and newborns. This is our president. This is the United States, and we're doing the same thing in Afghanistan, the same thing in Iraq, the same thing in seven countries. He brought troops back to Yemen. Troops throughout Africa. The destruction of Libya. A murderer. And nobody wants to call him that. They rather call him commanders-in-chief. Yeah, in between games of golf, shooting pool, playing basketball, or driving pickup trucks like little murderer's bush. Which one? Both. He goes on to say, we've shown how peace can be better than war. We've shown that progress and human dignity is best advanced by cooperation, not conflict. Liar. You're a liar. Human progress and dignity? Hey, read the headlines going on today. Or maybe you don't read. Obama, you just talk. I mean, you only read teleprompters. You only read what you're teleprompted to lie about. Just like you lied your way into the White House. A community organizer that never organized anything. A shill for the corporations. Brought no one to justice for robbing us of our money on Wall Street, as he had promised. Folks, when you elect me, you're going to clean Washington, sweep it clean, and bring in all new faces. Yeah, like the entire Clinton and Bush team, from Gates to Holder. Eric Holder, I got something for you to hold. Yeah, the Attorney General. You're too big to jail, that one, that went back to work with the white shoe boy firms on Wall Street. So yeah, Obama only knows how to read the teleprompter. Why don't you pick up today's New York Times and look at the front page. On move again in Europe, migrants leaving makeshift camp in Greece on Tuesday as the police began an operation to relocate them. Little children and their parents. Because of murderers like Obama and Bush and Clinton and every Democrat and Republican in Congress that votes for these wars and all the people that support them. It's Memorial Day. Let's put this all into perspective. You give the weapons to the murderers and they murder people with them. You are an accomplice to the crime. Unless you think differently. Because after all, that's the motto of the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. People fleeing Syria, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen. As the United States and its coalition of the killing destroy these countries. And who are the people that suffer? The innocents. Look at the numbers. They don't lie. The liars do. He goes on to say, this brings me to my second area we can work together. That is ensuring our mutual security. Mutual security? We don't have mutual security. Do you forget Obama? Maybe you do, because just like the rest of them, we're Americans. Our security is our homeland. We have no other business in other people's countries. Honor thy founding fathers, no foreign entanglements. Occupy peace. Please go to occupypeace.us, our website. Remember, Gary Knoll was one of the speakers here. We kicked it off this past September 20th. We have an action plan for peace. Close all the military bases overseas. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. Put them to work to rebuild our rotted third world infrastructure. Rather than building the infrastructures that we destroy in Afghanistan and Iraq and enrich the military-industrial complex. In fact, enriching them to the tune in Afghanistan, where adjusted for inflation, we spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan than we did in the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. Occupy Peace to force Congress to vote whether or not to go to war. We should have a vote right now that we are bombing Syria, that we were in, that we're in seven other countries. Where is the outrage? We have it. We're launching Occupy Peace. And the fourth item on this agenda, again, this is an action plan for peace, is to have on every state ballot a referendum where we will tell Congress how to vote. Because we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives, not the senator's son. He goes on to say, with this visit, we have agreed to elevate our security cooperation and build more trust between our men and women in uniform. I'm tired of this men and women in uniform crap. America was not built upon a military. It was built upon a Bill of Rights. Men and women in uniform. Put your daughters in uniform and send them to go fight. Enlist them, men and women in uniform. You got kids joining the army and the services because they can't find jobs. And then you got the other ones that love to fight and still can't get over their video game trips. It's Memorial Day. Let's put this into perspective. 3.3 million Vietnamese dead, 58,000 American soldiers, young guys my age when I was that age, hundreds of thousands wounded, millions mentally wounded, lives ruined, a country destroyed, and you come out with this cheap line. More trust between our men and women in uniform. People with guns, bombs, and bullets. Trust? How about trusting peace? We'll continue to offer training and equipment to your Coast Guard to enhance Vietnamese maritime capabilities. With this announcement I made yesterday to fully lift the ban on defense sales, hey, all you little liberals out there, if George Bush was saying this, you folks would be demonstrating. But when your liar-in-chief, the fraud that you voted for, says it, you turn a deaf ear and have a blind eye. It's Memorial Day. Yes. How about that Obama, huh? More bombs and bullets. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. More dough for the military-industrial complex. Yep. Vietnam will have greater access to the military equipment you need to ensure your security. Oh, yeah. You ensure your security with bullets and bombs and getting in wars. Well, you really know what all this is about, of course, right? It's about the United States encroachment in China, in the South China Sea. Just like the United States has moved toward the Russian border. The military are in control, and Obama's just a shill for it. Hey, it's Memorial Day. Don't you love celebrating Memorial Day? Yeah. More wars. Endless wars. War on terror. War around the world. Oh, by the way, there's another element to this. We pay for it. That's right. Don't have money to fill up the gas tank? Can't pay your rent? Having trouble meeting mortgage payments? Ah, yes. If you're one of the 64% of Americans, according to the latest research, that gets hit with a $1,000 bill, out of the blue, don't have the dough to pay for it. Guess what? We have money to kill people, and plenty of it. Yeah, over $1 trillion when you add it together. Yep, here he goes. More broadly, in the 20th century has taught us, including the United States and Vietnam, that our international order upon which our mutual security depends is rooted in certain rules and norms. Nations are sovereign. Huh. Boy, blow me away. I would have never known that. You mean Iraq was a sovereign nation? You mean Libya was a sovereign nation? No. Maybe Afghanistan was a sovereign nation. Oh, Yemen a sovereign nation? Well, and no matter how large or small a nation may be, oh yeah, they're mostly small, its sovereignty should be respected. Listen to this BS line. Its sovereignty should be respected unless I make up some BS line along with the other murderous crew, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Bush, and all the rest, and everybody in Congress that votes for it, decides they're not sovereign enough, and we should tell them what to do. He's given this speech, and no one's calling him out. Oh, I forgot. Why aren't they calling him out? They're prostitutes, and prostitutes like to bow down and suck up and sell what they're getting paid to put out for. Hey, you remember the New York Times? That Saddam Hussein had them aluminum tubes and cooking up that yellow cake. Yeah. Oh, you remember that next mushroom cloud you see? Yeah. Condoleezza Rice. Oh, if only a woman was in charge. Yeah. Hillary Clinton. If only a woman was in charge. It's not about men or women. It's not about race, creed, or color. Crazies come in all of them. And we got them in one after another. He goes on to say, and its territory should not be violated, unless, of course, the United States wants to violate it and keep violating it, and it's called occupation. Oh, yeah. By the way, they're doing that in Israel, too. Oh, but we can't talk about that. Nope, just got to stay on this one. I forgot. God gave that land to Israel. Yeah, God was a real estate agent, and the Bible was a land deed. And it's chapter 3, paragraph 7, clause 5. And God said, there are no such things as Palestinians. Let's get them out of here. This land is my land. So, again, I want to read this whole thing, what Obama just said. Nations are sovereign, and no matter how large or small a nation may be, its sovereignty should be respected, and its territory should not be violated. Big nations should not bully smaller ones. Disputes should be resolved peacefully. Big nations should not bully smaller ones? Could you believe this level of hypocrisy? That's all America does. Hey, it's Memorial Day. Let's put it into perspective. That's why I'm doing this. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men, not madmen. America is now arming the Vietnamese, the Philippines. We're moving bases into the Philippines. We are already. And now cutting a deal with Vietnam. And here we go. In the South China Sea, the United States is not a claimant in current disputes, he says, but we are doing everything we can to disrupt peace over there by bringing our reconnaissance planes that are just on routine missions right near Chinese submarine bases and naval bases. He leaves that part out. And going within the 12-mile limits in a breach of international law that he leaves out. But we still will stand with partners in upholding core principles like freedom of navigation and overflight and lawful commerce that is not impeded. Isn't that nice? That we will stand with partners. Hey, isn't that great? Did you know that? Vietnam's our partner. And Philippines, our partner. Send your kids. Lead the charge. You want to play commander-in-chief? Play it. Don't say it. You can see where this is leading. Yep. As we go forward, the United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international laws allow, and we will support the right of all countries to do the same. Applause. Yep. How sad it is. Memorial Day. No memorial for peace. Please help us occupy peace. Please go to occupypeace.us and help support us. We can't do it without money to do it. I've reached out to multimillionaires and billionaires, and we've gotten no money from them at all. So if we don't have the drive and desire in this country for peace, you can see that the madmen are leading us to war. So when I say that again, it's not only there. It's heating up again in the Ukraine. 7 Ukraine soldiers were killed in the last few days. And of course, they're blaming it on the Russians. Obama authorized airstrike in Pakistan. That was at the end of last week. They got a Taliban leader. How many times have you heard this garbage? We got another leader. I got Osama bin Laden. And I've been on Asia. Osama bin Laden got Osama bin Laden. That changed everything, didn't it? And they use this line, by the way, that when they kill somebody, they call it bringing them to justice. Matter of fact, even that madman, another one, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, he said he supported Obama's drone strike that killed his people in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Quote, until conditions on the ground permit a withdrawal, he said he welcomed Obama not withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. Quote, I'm glad to hear we decided to bring the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, to justice. Mansour has terrorized the Afghan people as well as coalition forces, Graham said. Again, killing somebody in the United States now means bringing them to justice. Because, of course, there is no justice. It's just us. Yeah. As I mentioned, from that low-life slimer, too big to jail, that he said, in essence, Eric Holder, the former attorney general, not bringing any Wall Street heads to roll after robbing us and committing high crimes and misdemeanors, to slaughtering people, and you call it collateral damage, and suspected militants with no judge, jury, or trial. Habeas corpus? Yeah, it's a corpse, habeas corpus. You don't need it anymore. And this little clown, Lindsey Graham, Mansour has terrorized the Afghan people as well as coalition forces. Hey, Gatson, you have no business being there. You're occupying a foreign country, Lindsey boy. I appreciate President Obama for authorizing the attack. And job well done to our members of our military and intelligence communities who carried out the missions. The intelligence of nothing. Years and years of failure. One piled on top of another, and they get away with this. Of course, I forgot. They get away with it because they're prostitutes that print this. I'm reading to you from CNN. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, added, quote, if verified, the death of Taliban leader Mansour would be an important victory in the fight against terror. How many times have you heard this crap? Shooting the crap out of their mouths. Hey, it's Memorial Day. Let's salute them. In the fight against terror. And welcome news to our military personnel in Afghanistan and the Afghan government. You mean our occupying forces? Where are the protests? Where's the march to peace? Well, we're doing it. Occupy peace. So, here we have it. I could keep going on about this. I don't want to stay on war. This whole Memorial Day weekend, Chinese jets intercept U.S. spy plane at sea. And then you get one from the Russians. U.S. spy plane flew dangerously close to passenger jets near Russian border. That you only get from the Russian news. You don't get it from the American news. Front page story in today's Wall Street Journal. To kill a Taliban chieftain. Mullah Mansour was traveling on a road in Pakistan when the Hellfire missile hit. A Hellfire missile. You should all go to hell and rot in hell for the people that you're killing. Anyway, on to some economic news. The markets are doing very well. Gold is doing very poorly. The reasons being, of course, that gold is going down because they're anticipating that interest rates are going to rise. So the higher interest rates go, the lower gold goes. But again, you have to look at the bigger picture. If they raise interest rates, I've mentioned this to you on Progressive Radio Network before, that means all the emerging markets that borrowed all that money during the hot time when they had all that quantitative easing and cheap dollars, they have to pay back that debt in dollars, and their currencies are collapsing right now because commodity prices are so low. So they have to pay it in more expensive, with more of their declining currencies, which is going to cause a financial crisis. So again, gold has really been hit hard. It's down, you know, from its high, you know, about $90. And it's treading in territory worth watching. And if it goes below 1200, it's going to be, you know, you have to watch it. But again, we look at gold as a long-term investment, and we still stick by our forecast that once it hits 1400, it's going to spike to 2000. And again, you look at the facts. There is no recovery in the United States. Home ownership elusive for adults without degrees. It's even worse than that. Here's the deal. If you're a college graduate without student debt, you'll need 5 years of additional savings to afford a 20% down payment. Check it out. For those who haven't graduated from college, the wait to buy a home swells to almost 16 years. And if you went to college, but now you have debt, which is now on average well over $35,000, you need 15 years without debt. Here we go. College grads with student debt would need to save for 15 years. That's right, to buy a house. Home ownership right now rate for people under 35, it's the lowest since 1994. Yep, according to the Census Bureau. So when you look at the markets, it's a disconnect to the real world. One piece of news information after another verifying it. There is no recovery. It's a cover-up. They only covered it up with cheap money that has enriched Wall Street, because they borrow money for nothing and they buy back stocks with it. Matter of fact, stock buybacks now have just gone on to a surge that we haven't seen ever. That's how high they're going, because they're borrowing the money for nothing, so they're driving up the equity prices. So there you have it on some of the financials, and it just keeps getting, you know, more and more dismal as you look at the data. Yeah, I mean, over in Japan, remember their yen is strong, so they're saying that the reason why exports declined some 10% was because of the strong yen. But the prostitutes in the business news don't give the other side of the story. And that is that imports are down 23%. Now, let me get this straight. If imports just tank 23% and your yen is strong, you should be making more dough. I mean, buying more things, because your currency is so strong. It's a global slowdown. And again, back here in the States, top story. More young adults now live with parents than partners. For the first time in modern era, young adults are more likely to live with their parents than with a spouse or partner, according to a study by Pew Research Center. Isn't that something? The trend of younger people staying in the nest longer is well known, but Tuesday's report used census data to reveal how often 18 to 34-year-olds choose a room with mom and dad rather than coupling up in their own households. Huh. I wrote this 20 years ago. And again, we're trend forecasters. This is my book, Trends 2000, national bestseller in 17 different languages. We call it the re-extended family. And we went on to say that a common scenario would be that more and more baby boomers would be, and more and more people getting out of college would be too broke to afford their own homes. And now we have it. I just read to you the data. By 15 and a half years, even with a college degree, if you're in debt. So the re-extended family, we saw this coming. And that brings us to what to do about it. I talked a lot about the military and the waste going on. One of the reasons Obama's over there, too, is to do the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And I mentioned how we're fighting against China, not only militarily, but economically. They're not a member of that deal agreement. And that's what he's pushing over there. So we could use their slave labor, the Chinese slave labor, because basically, the Vietnamese slave labor, because basically that's what it comes down to when you compare, you see how low their wages are. So what does it mean to us? Well, it means that, you know, jobs are going to be harder to find to pay wages. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the principal aim of this is to help, as I said, counter Chinese economic influence in the area. And, Vietnam is the U.S.'s top export market. And Vietnamese is just a cheap labor platform. And you got all these Nikes and the transnational corporations getting their stuff made there. So what does it mean to you and me and others? What are we going to do to create the future that we deserve economically, spiritually, emotionally, physically? This Progressive Radio Network. And on the individual level, what we're doing with the Trends Journal is providing opportunities to consider and dangers to avoid in building a successful future. And that's why on Friday and Saturday, July 22nd, 3rd, and 23rd, right here in historic Colonial Kingston, New York, at the 1774 Academy. That's right, where the roots of democracy was sown. And other historic buildings, we're going to be holding our On-Trendpreneur Conference. And they're coming from all over the world, and it's filling up very fast, nearing capacity. They're coming from Chile, Ireland, Italy, China, Australia, California, Calgary, Montreal, Arizona, Florida, Tennessee. And even have people come from New York and New Jersey. What exit? You're not going to want to miss this. It's not only is it a truly international group, they're people, I wouldn't call them like-minded people, they're open-minded people. And the synergies are sensational. We're going to provide information to you that's going to be proprietary. As I said, you could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, and you could view the videos. You could purchase them relatively inexpensive of Gary Null, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and others, and see what we do here. This video is going to be, we're not doing one, because we're going to be providing proprietary trend information on how you can secure your future as an on-trendpreneur. Whether you're in a profession and want to expand it, go into a new direction, whether you have a business, wanted to grow it, or go in a new direction, we're going to do our very best to provide insights and opportunities that you will not get anywhere else. And we also have special guest speakers. Anybody that watches Russia Today surely knows Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert. They're going to be here. That's right. And they're really on-trendpreneurs in the truest sense. When you know Max and Stacy's history, they created their trends, their future, and their livelihood and success. So if you're interested to learn more about it and to register, call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. Ask to speak to Taryn Clark at the Institute, 845-331-3500. Taryn Clark, she'll give you all the information you need about our retreat, the On-Trendpreneur Conference, Friday and Saturday, July 22nd and 23rd, right here in Colonial Kingston at the Academy. That's right, the 1774 Academy. Imagine it. People like John Vanderlyn, famous Hudson River painter, and others attended school there. And that's where we're going to be holding our On-Trendpreneur Conference. And also, as you may or may not know, the New Trends Journal just came out last week. And it's an issue like you haven't seen before. Again, it's 54 pages, full color. And for those of you that are having financial difficulties, go to our website, trendsresearch.com. We have a discount request page. We try to do things in the spirit of Gary Null, providing information that we can for a price that's affordable. So if you're having difficulties, we'll do our best to get you the Trends Journal at a price that you can afford if you cannot afford the full price. And if you can afford it, I really suggest you consider the print edition because there's no magazine like it in the world. It's history before it happens. And it's beyond geopolitics and economics. It's whole health healing. It's artful aging. It's virtual reality. It's where the millennials are moving up and there they're moving down. We cover the waterfront and we scour the earth to find the trends that are on the leading edge so that you can prosper and advance in a way that provides dignity and respect that we've lost so much in our economy today that's taken our jobs away from us, as Obama's doing now with his pushing for the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And I'm not making this up. Here in Vietnam, the Trans-Pacific Partnership will let you sell more of your products to the world, and it will attract new investment. The TPP will require reform to protect workers and rules of law and intellectual property. I want you to know that as President of the United States, I strongly support TPP because you'll also be able to buy more of our goods made in America. What are they going to buy made in America? Oh, I know, I forgot. You're cutting, an arms deal. An arms deal to blow up more arms and kill more people. That's right, because we're not producing anything. Value, hardly, only 12% of our GDP is export-related. No, this is so the Nikes and the Microsofts. This is so all of the industries that provide us with shirts, shoes, and computers can get their products made cheaply so they can bring them back here and sell them to us folks. So, you're going to want to have the Trends Journal if you want to get ahead and stay ahead. That's the only thing I could suggest, because when you look at the economics, and again, it's around the world, you can see where it's going. It's not going well. The economies of the world are weak. Read the headlines. One after another. S&P says debt load is rising. Growing bears provide soundtrack for investors. Eurozone stuck in low growth phase as business activity falls to 16-month lows. One negative piece of news after another on the economic front. You want to secure your future? Consider the Trends Journal. Occupy peace. And remember, the future's in your hands. It's up to you to make it happen. This is Gerald Celente. Thank you for tuning in.